Thanks for joining us on episode 346 of the Inspired Stewardship Podcast.
I'm Bob Lodick from Seed Time, and I challenge you to invest in yourself, invest in others, develop your influence, and impact the world by using your time, your talent, and your treasures to live out your calling. Having the ability to grow your money like a seed is key to learning God's way of handling money. And one way to be inspired to do that is to listen to this, the Inspired Stewardship Podcast with my friend, Scott Mader. See that, like God's kind of helped reveal that to me. That it has nothing to do with the numbers. Like God's ways work so much differently. And, so in my case, like just kind of losing sight of that. And really this year, I've kind of gone the opposite.
Welcome and thank you for joining us on the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. If you truly desire to become the person who God wants you to be, then you must learn to use your time, your talent, and your treasures for your true calling. In the Inspired Stewardship Podcast, you will learn to invest in yourself, invest in others, and develop your influence so that you can impact the world.
In today's interview with Bob Lotich about developing your influence, Bob and I talk with you about what Bob sees as the key to real leadership. Bob also shares with you his top tips on growing your influence. And Bob and I talk with you about focusing not on the numbers, but on God when you are measuring your influence and your success and lots more.
One reason I like to bring you great interviews like the one you're going to hear today is because of the power in learning from others. Another great way to learn from others is through reading books. But if you're like most people today, you find it hard to find the time to sit down and read. And that's why today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Go to inspiredstewardship.com/audible to sign up, and you can get a 30-day free trial. There's over 180,000 titles to choose from, and instead of reading, you can listen your way to learn from some of the greatest minds out there. That's inspiredstewardship.com/audible to get your free trial and listen to great books the same way you're listening to this podcast. Bob Lodick is a Christian, a husband, a father, and owner of the blog Seed Time. And now he's a podcaster on the Seed Time Living podcast. Bob has a mission to create a community where believers can learn practical resources on earning more, saving more, and through learning God's ways of handling money, give more so that they can show God's love. Bob has had his own struggles with money and debt and has spent over 20 years learning about money and how God wants us to manage God's money that God blesses us with. Bob, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scott, thanks for having me, man.
Awesome. It's great. I'm sure you're going to have a lot of great information for our listeners, and I'm really looking forward to this. Bob, one thing that people often think about as developing their influence is being a leader. So how would you define leadership?
Leadership is one of those things that I have kind of been thrown into It's not a position that I've been chasing after. But I think for me, because I'm not like the most charismatic leader or anything like that. For me, I enjoy being a leader who wants to do things the way that I would like them done for me. And so my point with all that is that, I want to like respect people in terms of their intelligence. I want to respect them in terms of their abilities, not be micromanaging, and just really giving a high level of trust to people. And that's something that I've had to grow in a lot, as I've kind of been thrown into it, but But anyway, that's kind of how I have kind of defined it for myself and how I've kind of adjusted with it. So anyway, yeah, I mean, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this too, Scott.
Well, honestly, I'm of the school of thought that is taught by John Maxwell. I've had the privilege of being mentored by him and being in a room with him and, you know, talking to him about leadership in a relatively small group and all of that. And, you know, the way he defines it is leadership is influence. Nothing more, nothing less.
That's really good.
And it's why I deliberately use the word influence here. For me, the difference between influence and manipulation, and this isn't the Webster's definition, but it's my definition, is manipulation is when I try to get you to do something because it's the best thing for me. Yeah. Influence is where I try to get you to do something because it's the best thing for you.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, subtle difference, but drastically important. So the way you said it, the way you kind of defined it, that is an influence thing. You're trying to lead people the way, you know, you feel is respectful of who they are and what they can do. You know, so I think we're saying the same thing two different ways.
Well, and I mean, and since you said that about influence, I mean, when I look at how Jesus lived his life and I look at really how, you know, I mean, it's God's kindness that leads us to repentance. Like, he's not forcing us to do, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I look at the influence that Jesus had, and obviously he was a fantastic leader. That's a great way to look at it. I like that.
Yeah, there's a great book I'll give you if you've not read it called Lead Like Jesus. That is actually a really good book about kind of that taking Jesus and looking at what would Jesus's leadership philosophy be, you know, if we put it in modern terms. Yeah. And it's an interesting take. I mean, it's like many books, I don't necessarily agree with everything that it puts forward, but I agree with a lot of what it puts forward.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we were just talking about influence, and if you want to grow your impact, then you've got to have influence. So, Bob, what are one or two things that you would suggest someone focus on doing or learning if they want to grow in influence?
Well, you know, be it that we're in the 21st century and we're in the world that we're in, which is honestly a struggle for me. I sometimes feel like I would be better suited living like 100 years ago, but this is the world that I was born into. You know, and so with the social media thing, and that's kind of my point here, is I'm just really not that interested in social media as a whole, but as you know, the type of business that I do, run an online business, it's a pretty essential component. So I think ultimately with me, with social media or with, you know, the blog that we run, anything like that, you know, and like, you know, podcasts and any of the stuff, like all of influence to me begins with serving. And I think the answer is, how can you serve people and how can you make someone else's life better? And if you start with that, I feel like that, you know, and especially if that is like an outpouring of the gifts that God's given you, I feel like that just naturally leads to influence. So it's a little bit simplistic, but I think that's the best approach that I know of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think that's simplistic at all. And in fact, I think it's actually a lot more complex sometimes than we think it is. You know, and yet I'll say it a different way. I think it is a simple idea. I don't think it's an easy idea.
Yeah, absolutely. Completely agree.
I think when we think about influencing and influencing the world, you know, you're just talking about social media and all of these sorts of things. I think it's really easy to get focused on numbers and size. You know, how many followers do I have on Twitter? How many people are listening to my message? You know, how many people subscribe to my podcast? Rather than focusing on the growth of the kingdom.
Yeah.
So how do you do that? How do you suggest and how do you keep your focus about influence focused on God's way and not kind of get bogged down in the numbers and the minutiae?
Well, yeah, I feel like it's hard because I feel like, you know, there's a proverb that says that the eyes of a man are never satisfied. And I feel like that just ties directly in with this, especially the social media aspect of the numbers. I mean, and this has always been around. It's always been something that people struggled with, mm-hmm. you know, the keeping up with the Joneses thing. But I think especially now where almost every social media platform, you measure how big of a deal you are based on how many followers you have and stuff like that. It's just really, really tricky. And for me personally, I have just by making some mistakes in this area, it's helped me a lot. And so, you know, just kind of going back with the business a little bit, I got a little bit too caught up in getting as much traffic as possible to my site. And more or less, you know, not necessarily by, yeah, not by doing anything immoral, but I was trying to capture, basically get as many people to my website as I possibly could. And I didn't even care why they were getting on my website. I didn't care what I was writing about to get them on my website. You know, and what that did, I thought more was just better, but what it actually did was it watered down my audience so that it was harder for me to actually communicate mm-hmm. what I was supposed to communicate. And so, for example, like what this looked like for me was writing posts that were just veering too far off topic because I knew that they would get traffic. And anyway, and so I've come 180 on that. And this was, again, part of the Sabbath that we've talked about in some of the other episodes, where just kind of being able to step back and see that, like God's kind of helped reveal that to me, that it has nothing to do with the numbers. Like God's ways work so much differently. And, you know, so in my case, like just kind of losing sight of that. And really this year, I've kind of gone the opposite, where we've intentionally tried to chop off, I mean, you know, not disrespectfully, but just like get people off of our email list who aren't our audience. And, you know, so that's been a big thing. I mean, an example I can think of that you and I both know, you know, so Dave Ramsey obviously has a massive reach, impacts a whole bunch of lives. I think, mm-hmm. you know, whether you agree with everything he says or not, like, there's no denying that he's had a positive impact on so many lives. And so, Dave Ramsey would not be where he is if Larry Burkett had not laid some sort of foundation there for this whole idea of personal finance and, you know, and how the Bible ties into it. And not many people know who Larry Burkett is. I mean, in the Christian world, you know, some of us know who he is, but a lot of people don't. and my point in saying that is, you know, and Larry Burkett still had a good amount of influence. I'm not saying that, but compared to Dave Ramsey, I mean, it's a drop in the mm-hmm. bucket. And anyway, my point is Larry, assuming that he did what he was called to do, had that impact, but it extended beyond his lifetime. And he influenced Dave Ramsey heavily. I've heard Dave say that, mm-hmm. Not to mention everybody else. So it's like, it's just one of those things that we can't measure. We can't measure accurately. And therefore, the best thing we can do is just to be obedient to God and to trust that he is using our lives to do some good for him, regardless of, you know, what the numbers look like.
So Bob, as someone who's written 5 books, probably hundreds of blog posts, who knows how many, but a lot, can you share some tips and some of your best tips on how people can use writing to develop their influence?
Yeah, I mean, speaking generally, I think it comes back to what we were talking about a minute ago, just this idea of writing specifically to help somebody. And I think the more specific you can get, especially in this day and age, the better, you know, mm-hmm. so just being really, really targeted and narrowly focused on this one person that you want to help with whatever, you know, and so. So in my case, like, you know, or in our case, Scott, I think we're both doing the same thing in terms of we're focusing on personal finance, but we're focusing on how it pertains to Christians. Like that's mm-hmm. kind of our main kind of focus, you know, and maybe that's, you know, a really practical example is like, maybe it's, you're focusing on the Galaxy S 5 or what, I don't even know what the one is out right now.
9.
You know, whatever that is. And like you write specifically to help people who own this phone and who are dealing with these types of problems. And so you've gotten real, really narrow, and therefore somebody in that situation is really going to value what you're saying versus, you know, somebody who just might have a blog where they're just talking about every phone. You know, it just, I feel like more than ever, just narrowing things down is one of the best ways to kind of expand that. And yeah, that's probably my best tip, I would think.
You can connect with Bob over at seedtime.com. You can follow him on Twitter. He's at SeedTime. He's also on Facebook under facebook.com/SeedTimeBlog. And, of course, you can find him on YouTube also by searching SeedTime. Bob, is there anything you'd like to add?
I mean, just one last thought. I would just say, the one thing that God just been revealing to me on a deeper and deeper level, and we're all on our journey with this, but just great things happen when you obey God. And if there's anything, any area where you've just kind of been putting off obeying Him, like just obey Him. There's a reason for it. And every time we obey Him, even though it might be scary, we might not know what's going on, there's something really great on the other side of that for us. And there's, you know, so much fulfillment, satisfaction, and joy, and everything else on the other side of that obedience. So a little bit off topic, but I hope that helps someone out there.
I'm sure there's somebody that needed to hear that. So thank you so much for being on the show.
Yeah, it's my pleasure, Scott. Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. As a subscriber and listener, we challenge you to not just sit back and passively listen, but act on what you've heard and find a way to live your calling. If you enjoyed this episode, please, please do us a favor. Go over to inspiredstewardship.com/iTunes rate, all one word, iTunes rate. It'll take you through how to leave a rating and review and how to make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so that you can get every episode as it comes out in your feed. Until next time, invest your time, your talent, and your treasures. Develop your influence and impact the world.